This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Joins us every Monday. It's just the way that it works out. So we talk to him sometimes about after Steelers, after Pirates, after Penguins. We just talk to him on Mondays on that fan hotline presented by Nemecolon. Around every corner, Nemecolon creates real-life magic for guests. Neil, how much sleep you dealing with right now?
Hey, yeah. Good morning, guys. I stayed up. I stayed up until that fourth down ball late in the fourth quarter there. But we're doing okay this morning. We're doing all right. How about you guys?
We're full go.
All things considered.
Yeah, we're doing all right. All right. So that being said, I ask you, because we just like to treat you like the man on the street, even though you're like, you know, Major League Baseball player. So I'm walking out. I see Neil Walker, man on the street, Market Square, and I ask you, right now, if I said to you, Ben Roethlisberger would say he wants to come back next year, and I don't know that to be the case, but if I said that that was the case, how would you feel about that?
I would be a little tepid about it. I guess I don't know if that's the word or not, but I'm a bit up in the air just at this point. Certainly, nights like last night that he put some good drives together, and you know, we just couldn't stop anybody for 3.5 quarters. But it's, you know, Father Time is undefeated, and it's you know, that clock is continuing to tick for Ben.
Well, would you rather have Ben? Let's fast forward to next year. Would you rather have Ben struggle to get 8 or 9 wins and fight and claw for a playoff spot, maybe? Or rip the Band-Aid off, start from scratch in the quarterback room? Know you might go 4-13. And start the rebuild properly. Or which way does Neil Walker go if I put you in Kevin Colbert's office tomorrow?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, if sitting here right now, I am, you know, as somebody that watches a lot of football, like, you know, when you watch all these other teams that don't have elite quarterbacks, I mean, we got a first row seat to what an elite young quarterback looks like yesterday, and doing it with his legs, you know, how many times did he drop back and there was man coverage and one side of the field or the other cleared out and he just took off for 15, 20 yards. I mean, that's what I consider a get out of jail free card as a QB. And, you know, and you have the Aaron Rodgers of the world that are playing at an elite level at their age. It really is a catch-22. But if I'm sitting here now, I like my chances with Ben more than what we're seeing right in front of us and what's right behind him on the roster. So, you know, where we end up in the draft order next year, that's obviously to be determined. But, you know, there's nothing more valuable in my opinion than in any sport, in any professional sport, than a QB. And some of the issues that we've seen already this year, obviously outside of a lot of the injuries, you know, the offensive line. So maybe if you have Ben at a decent number next year and he's still upright and he's still in control of the offense and you're able to build that offensive line a little bit and the defensive group is still somewhat intact, you may have something there. But, you know, the way what we're doing right now is kind of like kicking the can down the road.
Yeah, it's weird, too. We were talking about this earlier, Neil. It's like, okay, they scored 37 points. Man, that's a lot of points. And yet, how disappointing was it when you stay up through all this stuff and the comeback and the block punts and all this other, and all this, and there's 2 minutes left, even after they give up that busted play for a touchdown, that the offense had 2 minutes, and you're thinking, hey, you know what? They really have a chance to win this game, and then to have those sacks happen that were just – how frustrating was that for you to stay up and see that?
Well, for me, the air went out of the building when Cam Sutton peeled off of Mike Williams and tried to, you know, essentially make a game-ending play on a, you know, whatever that was, an out route or a little hitch route on the inside, and he bailed out of there, and Herbert made a, you know, essentially a in-play audible and just fired it down to Mike Williams. And, I mean, the air went out of my bubble on that play. But then you're right. You turn around and you go, okay, well, unfortunately, we can't run down there and kick a field goal and take this thing into overtime. We have to score a touchdown. And, you know, obviously with the two sacks in a row, you're sitting there like, man, this is, you know, this could not get any worse. But, you know, for 3.5 quarters, the San Diego or the LA Chargers did absolutely positively whatever they wanted on, you know, obviously on the offensive side, but did some decent things on the defensive side as well. So, you know, I thought that the Steelers would hang in there last night, and I thought that they probably would have a tough time winning that game on the road in primetime, and you know, it just happened in a little bit different way than I expected.
All right, now to the important stuff. Remember when you were all gung-ho for about 2 weeks and you were going to smoke meat all the time, and then you said, the hell with getting up so early, I'm not doing it anymore? You showed a real penchant for dedication with that. You've just given up on this, right? I'm serious. You were all gung-ho. You were like, I'm gonna do it all the time.
It's a different time of year now. You got to understand that, you know, that smoker – It burns a lot of fuel when it's colder outside, so I'm on a budget now, guys. I mean, this is
the cheapest thing I have ever heard.
Announces on Fan Morning Show. I'm on a budget,
Neil.
I mean, what do you Neil. Think I'm on here in the morning once a week? I got to pay for my fuel for the smoker.
I mean, you can't be serious right now. You made $52 million.
Taxes.
I mean, yeah. I don't care what the price of gas is.
We do a lot of chilies this time of year.
Okay.
But it is true. When it gets cold, it takes like 2 hours longer to do a brisket. So I don't, you know, an 8-hour brisket, 10 hours. That's a bit much.
There is it now. Rightly or wrongly, I have been told that you may get a little bit of alligator arms when the check comes. By some people I know, some mutual friends that we have. You may be validating it right now. You're telling me the reason you don't smoke the brisket is because of the gas prices.
No, obviously I'm making a joke. I don't know who you're talking to.
I don't know.
Just behind every joke. Neil, just be honest and say you don't want to get up early.
Right, just tell me you don't want to get up.
Yeah, just say, yeah, that would have been an acceptable answer.
No, I won't admit to that. I won't admit to that. I told you.
You'd rather be known as a cheapskate than a guy who doesn't want to get up too early.
No. No, I won't admit to that. I will admit that I do not like smoking a 15-pound brisket for 14 hours. I'm not going
to
do it.
It just went from 6 to 8
right.
to 14.
This brisket is the entire side of beef now.
But why does it have to be 15, Fred Flintstone? Like, just go get an 8-pound one or something, right?
Nah, that's not as fun. That's not as enjoyable.
What's the turkey situation then?
You got to really dive into it. But
Are you deep frying a turkey? You smoking a turkey?
Gonna,
what are you going to do?
We are going to smoke a turkey. We're going to smoke a turkey on Traeger at my dad's house, yes.
Okay.
That will happen. Regardless of the weather.
Are you putting a collection plate out for this turkey, or what's happening when you have
dad pay for it?
Yeah.
He was a major leaguer too, you know.
Oh my gosh, Colin, he's killing you here.
Oh, you guys, I'll tell you what.
Yes. Actually, you know what? No, seriously though, for Tom and Carolyn, right?
Yes.
And they love their grandchildren. Neil, how many grandchildren are going to be there? Like a dozen? It's got to be close.
Be 8 of the 11 will be there.
Oh, okay.
So are you at the point where you can let the kids?
The problem isn't that.
No, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say the issue with the kids at the holiday is not necessarily the amount of them. It's the fact that they're all within 10 years of each other, and there's 11 of them. So it turns into, at some point in the night, it turns in somebody has to go to the emergency room for stitches, or somebody gets hit in the head. It's just a matter of when. Is it going to be early, middle, late part of the night?
Oh, man. All right, now the turkey. Are you a big turkey during the dinner? Are you in? This is a big question this week. The sandwiches afterward better? Do you like both? Where's Neil Walker with the turkey here?
Yeah, I'm not a big turkey guy. I like I like, you know, turkey jerky, you know, the you know, all the moisture sucked out of it, kind of like a beef jerky type. But I'm just not a huge turkey guy. So I obviously like the sides. I like the mashed potatoes and the gravy and the you know, and the stuffing. But, you know, I'll go one thing of turkey, and then, you know, a couple of days later, I don't mind getting a little bit of a turkey sandwich, but that's where I draw the line. I'm not a big turkey
guy. I'm with them, guys. I am like, when people think I'm un-American, I should be sent to some other country or whatever. When I say, like, Thanksgiving dinner is not my favorite, some people look at me like I have three heads.
Well, there's lots of people that don't like the dinner itself. But then it's all, you're getting pulled over, Neil.
The cheap police. Yeah, it's a cheap police. They got him.
Oh, you guys are all in this morning. Okay, I'm sorry you guys were up at 2:30 the morning. You should have been smoking some meat for me. Huh?
We're just
smoke your own meat, pal.
We're just punch drunk.
yes.
In all seriousness, do you think the Steelers bounce back? I mean, what happens in all of this? Because we've been knocking this around. We watched, like, Devin Bush. He just looked like he gave up. The Steelers' offense, they score a bunch of points, but you wonder how many punches like that they have left. What's the story moving forward here?
Yeah, I mean, I guess your guess is as good as mine. It's looking a tad bit like an uphill climb. But, you know, we got the Ravens for two. We got Cincinnati next week, who kind of been up and down. But yeah, we're getting to the point of the season where if you're winning one, then losing one, then winning one, then losing one, it's not going to do you a whole bunch of good. You have to string together a bunch of wins here, and it's just in general looking at the schedule, it's going to be tough. But you know, every time you think about counting out the Steelers, they surprise you. So, you know, we'll see what these, especially next week, brings.
Were you a fan of the Najee pick at the time, and are you still a fan of it?
Yeah, I mean, I like it. I think he was best player available. I think that, you know, I wish at some point there could have been a guy to upgrade on the offensive line. Colony was mentioning earlier about, you know, a guy like DeCastro that you had no idea that his career was essentially over with as close to the season as it was, and a piece like that doesn't necessarily bode real well in the grand scheme of offensive linemen. But I think, you know, I'm not of the belief that you can stick anybody back there and get production. So I do think that Najee is going to be a really, really good running back for a long time in this league. It's just a matter of how healthy he can stay. And, you know, he took a big hit last night, which scared me. And hopefully he stays out of protocol, which, you know, he obviously came back on the field. But I don't know how that whole situation works. But I mean, this is I like the guy. I like the player. I think he's going to be an impact player for a long time. But they certainly have to find ways to, you know, not get him killed every time he touches the ball.
You know what? That's a great point. We haven't brought it up this season, or excuse me, this morning, about staying out of protocol and those concussions that you can wake up today and then something happened and it's just not good. Neil, great stuff. Happy holidays to you. You know, we like pulling your leg. It's half the fun of it. And have a great, great dinner. Now, is it okay to wear casual attire? Do you make people, when they come over for Thanksgiving, get a little dressed up? Tell me there about your brothers and everybody coming over.
No, it's business casual, I guess you can call it. And, you know, like the kids, we'll usually have them over a little earlier and they're allowed to run around the yard, and they usually bring a change of clothes and that type of thing if the weather's decent. But it's typically jeans and a sweater. And I think the super dress up day is usually Christmas Eve. And then Christmas Day is kind of a little more casual too. So out of the 3 days, the Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve, and Christmas Day, we really only have one day that's somewhat dressy. The rest are, you know, semi-casual.
Biz cash. All right, Neil, we appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving to you, and we'll talk again next week.
All right, guys, as always, have a good week.
You
thanks,
too.
Neil.
All right, we'll see you soon. Great, great stuff there. The price of gas, though, I couldn't let him get that one past. It is expensive. I did. I saw.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I was unaware.
Yeah, you had noticed that, huh, Jim? Oh. It is. Political Jim's about to come out. Here we go. He's
no,
he's getting close.
No, I guess we're not getting one of those.
What, a smoker?
Yeah, because we're on a budget.
You don't have the patience to do a smoker. There is no
way. That is exactly
way.
Right.
An hour and a half in, you'd have
whether
that
or not
thing.
We could afford it or not, I mean,
the time is what would.
Right. An hour and a half in, Jim, you would take the whole brisket, roll it up in a wad, and shove it in the microwave for 15
to put
minutes.
It in the microwave. Oh, goodness. All right. Neil's a best.
You're right about that.
Such a great. We didn't even ask him about Quintana, who the Pirates signed 4 years too late. But anyway. No, I'm excited about Quintana, I guess.
Sure.
Right.
Hasn't had an ERA under four since 2016, but.
Jim is looking at us quizzically. They signed Quintana.
No, I understand that. I did keep track of a few things this weekend.
Yeah? Did you drink any beers this weekend?
Couple.
There we are.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.